Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me congratulate Dr. Cansu Adak Phonetic and honorary delegation members with the 10th periodic report of the government. And your excellencies, the Lao government approved the decree. Regarding this decree, government initially established National Health Insurance Fund supported by the state budget, combined with the different health institutions and insurance systems especially. It was done from 2014 till these days. And results we have here, especially including by your state report about the child mortality and the different infant mortality, including in this statistic data. The sexual and reproductive health services and STI treatment have continued to put into place through the national strategy, action plans, and child and adolescent health, especially strategy 2016-2025, which we get the revised version, by the way, to till 2025. And at the same time, we have the problems which recognized by the government is the HIV in your country. And national strategy, including, by the way, and including by your country, and implemented. All these documents is one of the part of the legislation on the protection of human rights in your country. And it's including partly the guidance of WHO. But what about the implementation of this important document? What are the main results of the prevention of HIV? Please provide data during the last 4 years at least. Please provide the updated information on any steps taken to adopt HIV-related legislation to strengthen protection against discrimination and expand access to services. To services, I am not saying especially on the national action plans or strategies, I am saying about your legislation as a law part. Especially we see the problems which including in the COVID-19 situation in 2022, increasing domestic violence, increasing crisis, financial crisis situations, which including especially against the families. Nearly 10% of reduction in the uptake into sexual and reproductive services, including family planning, resulting in an increasing number of unintended pregnancies and unsafe abortions. Harmful practices like early and forced marriage, early pregnancy, sexual violence, cultural beliefs and customs that force women to give birth outside the home and hospitals are all detrimental to women's well-being and gender equality. Please provide information on whether there is a sufficient urban-rural gap in women's health. What measures have taken to eliminate these gaps, especially in rural places, not just the cities? Provides updated information on rural women access to approximate sexual and reproductive health services, particularly maternal health services. Laos has established several laws to support the rights to health, including 2023 Law on Public Health, which addressed universal healthcare situation in 2021 decree and different documents. But situation with the national minorities, it's not including, by the way. Moreover, ethnic minorities, women face additional barriers, including discrimination about healthcare providers and cultural challenges, which further hinders their access to care, especially Khmer and different national minorities. Hmong, Myanmar children are less likely to receive hepatitis B vaccination compared by the Lao Tao children. Access of women, especially of national minorities in rural places, decreased 19%, especially child's protection, is say. What are state activities, maternal and child health services, especially for marginalized groups such as Hmong women and ethnic minorities who face sign-efficient barriers? Vaccine distribution and other social, economic, cultural factors contribution to healthcare disparities. In violation of women's sexual and reproductive health and rights, you have the Article 201, Penal Code criminalizing the illegal abortions. What's the main recommendation, what's the main direction of the government when they are including such kind of criminalization of illegal abortion? We know what's the meaning illegal abortion, what causes it can be, but why you are criminalizing it, taking it the criminal sentences level? What is the main reason for the criminalization of such kind of name illegal abortion? And there's two more questions. What is the main problem of the women and girls living in poverty to get access to all possible health services? Because from 2014, 2021, you changed the system of your working health system, but the system are not accessible to the people in poverty, especially for women and children, which are much more sensitive in this question. And last question, I will be. It will be wonderful if you can, excellent way, if you can give any answer on this point. What access do women in detention have to reproductive health services? Thank you very much.